pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, hour number two underway. Thank you very much for listening on this Wednesday morning. Coming up in about 30 minutes, former Congressman Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. And then the 11 o'clock hour, our Wednesday regular, Sean Ross of SR Communications. So please stick around for that. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on the text line. That's a good way to get your point across and a possibly a response from yours truly. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, making time for us. It's always a pleasure to have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth on the line with us. Governor Ainsworth, how are you this morning?
Oh, doing great. Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you. How are you doing?
Doing well. So, last time we saw each other, I was at your campaign launch in Gunnersville. Haven't drawn an opponent, but I assume you're still kind of going through all the necessary things you do in a reelection campaign right now.
Yeah, we're working hard every day. We're trying to continue to get our message out, talk to people about Alabama, find out what we can do to help people in different parts of the state. And, you know, I'm really encouraged by what's going on in Alabama. When you look at the economy, the growth we've got, when you look at the people that are moving to Alabama because they're tired of what's going on in liberal states, that's why Alabama's growing, because of the policies we have in place here to allow people to have freedom to choose what's best for them, having low taxes. I mean, but Alabama is, I'm very bullish on what's going on in our state. And, you know, just going around talking to people, I can just sense the optimism, encouragement, and people are very excited about what's going on in our state.
And I think back during when we were really in the throes of the pandemic of 2020, that you made it part of your duty to try to get the state reopened, try to get businesses back in, what you needed to do to get the economy up and rolling again. Now that we've had this flare up with the Delta variant, and there's, you know, for whatever reason, there's still people out there clamoring to do more restrictions, whatever that might be, more masks, more shutdowns. But do you worry with this rise, it could have negative consequences for the economy here in state?
You know, I think our economy will be fine. I think people need to do what's best to protect themselves. They need to take the Delta variant serious. And, you know, one of the things that I'm encouraged by, if you looked at the people that are in the hospital, for the most part, the vaccine seems to be working, right? That doesn't mean you can't get COVID from the vaccine, but if you get the vaccine, seems like you're having, you know, very little side effects from the disease, and certainly, you know, not many people that are getting on a ventilator or death. And so I'm encouraged by that. You know, I got the vaccine and didn't have any side effects. My wife got the vaccine and, you know, she had a little bit of a fever and got over it. So it's certainly safe. But I think people just need to be careful. They need to be responsible. But that's not government's job. And, you know, that's one of the things I fought hard for, is to make sure after everything was shut down that we got our businesses back open and that, you know, we allowed them to thrive. And in Alabama, we're not going to go back to a shutdown. We're not going to have mandates on people. We're going to make sure people can do what's best for their health, decide what's best for their business. And look, at the end of the day, you know, if you've got, you know, certain illnesses or certain things that potentially, you know, health concerns, you don't have to go out in crowds. You don't have to. We're not forcing anyone to do that. But if you want to, I want to go eat at a restaurant. You know, we decide our kids go to school and they don't wear masks, and we're good with that, right? They're healthy. They've already had COVID. They should have antibodies. You know, we're living our life, and that's a decision we choose to do, and I'm sure there's some risk, just like there's some risk with my kids playing football, right? You know, I mean, they're playing tackle football in sixth grade. They could get hurt, but, you know, it's unlikely they will. And so I think people need to be smart, talk to their doctor about what's best, understand their personal health situation, and do what's best for them.
And that seems to be a governing philosophy a lot of people really, particularly in the more red states, want. They want the state to give them the facts, tell them what's going on, that would allow them to make a decision that's in their best interest. And do you see that really working that way? I mean, is there anything more that state health officials or anybody in government from top to bottom could be doing here?
You know, I think the thing that's confusing to me is continuing to push these masks, right? Before, you go back to not last February, the February before, Dr. Fauci said, right, that, hey, if you're in a pandemic, a mask is, might make you feel good, but it's going to not do very little to prevent a droplet. And, he said, these people in China where you see, 85% of the people mask, he's like, I just don't think that's going to stop anything. And so we have a tool that works, the vaccine. I think one of the things that, I've been encouraging people to do is let's just get the data out there on what the hospitals are seeing. And again, I want to just reemphasize that it seems like, well, it doesn't seem, it's the fact that if you're vaccinated and you get COVID, you're going to have a milder case than somebody that is not. And most of the time, you're not going to end up in the hospital. The treatments are good in the hospital. But that's what I just continue to try to push, is just push the data and make sure people understand, what's going on and what the reality of the situation is.
Joined by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth here on the program. I want to turn to what's going on, to the big story nationally, and obviously we have a big military presence in Alabama, and you've I think done a lot of good things to really better the lives for military families in this state. But you can't help but I was really kind of curious. I wonder what you were thinking about this, watching what's going on in Afghanistan and the way this administration has handled that, and really what that means for just all the blooded treasure and all the sacrifice for the people, not just nationally but in this state, have put for Afghanistan, and the way that seems to be being mishandled right now.
Yeah, I was furious with what President Biden did. I think that will go down as the worst foreign policy decision by a president in my lifetime, hands down. When you look at, I think back to, I was at Auburn when 9/11 hit. I was a college student there. And the fact that we went to Afghanistan because the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and it was a harbor for terrorism. And because of what, the terrorism there and them allowing that to go on, they attacked our country. And the fact that we have, spent 20 years there, right, and thousands of life. And, and this kind of sums it up. The other night I was in St. Clair County, and a gentleman said, he had a friend that lost limbs in Afghanistan. And he was so just frustrated and upset because President Biden's undone everything everyone's fought so hard for to prevent terrorism. And he's like, I lost my limbs for what now? Right, because they've just undone everything that we've worked so hard to do. And it's because of poor leadership. There was a way, you could have potentially maybe got out of there, still had some presence. But at the end of the day, let's not forget that Afghanistan, their country was behind what happened in America. And, they, want to destroy America. And, they are a threat to us. And President Biden's decision has made the world and made America certainly unsafer, and very disappointed. But I was angry, to answer your question, very angry.
Yeah, and watching it, I kind of be thinking, that has an impact on the morale of the country. I guess you're a little younger, but you're starting to see all these parallels between now and the 1970s. We keep talking about Saigon and the collapse of in Vietnam, and then obviously there's other things domestic policy wise that does. Do you think that makes it harder for a state like Alabama to thrive with this push toward the left and this push toward sort of a mediocre domestic policy?
Yeah, I'll be honest. First, I'll say that I think this is President Biden is a disaster for Democrats. When you look at inflation, when you look at what he's done in Afghanistan on foreign policy, when you look at wanting to raise taxes on the middle class, when you look at just the border situation and that people are flooding into our country, right? I could go on and on. People are sick of this. So I don't think the morale's necessarily, I think people are going to be ready for a change. And in 2022, Democrats better wake up. And in 2024, I think Biden will be gone as president. And, this is just, it's un-American. And it's just what he's done. and you think of just what this is going to do to women there. Right? I have a daughter, and the fact that, you know, they're not allowed to get educated now. I mean, you know, they're going to end all these things that we put in place. But the biggest thing is about protecting America. President Bush got it, right? I mean, and other presidents, you know, President Obama, President Trump, right? They still, you know, would have handled, in my opinion, all of them would have handled this differently than what President Biden did. And, you know, it's just frustrating because I think when you look at that and the potential for endangering America, you know, certainly I think it makes people angry. But I can tell you this, you know, anger in politics is going to, you know, end up with Democrats getting out of office and us changing policies because people are not going to put up with this in America. They're not going to do it.
You sound very bullish about the upcoming elections, 2022 and 2024. Obviously, we're going to do, as Republicans, I think, pretty well in Alabama. You think that the country is going to get at least a dose of buyer's remorse, and that's going to be reflected as soon as 2022, it sounds like.
I do. I mean, I'll tell you, I think, you know, proof's already in election. I saw RSLC tweeted a race. I don't remember the state, but it was supposedly the Democrats said this is going to be a bellwether. And Biden won that district by 25 points, and a Republican just won last night by 8 points. That's a 33-point swing. And, you know, I believe America is center-right. And I think, you know, that when – and the stuff that President Biden is – you know, the crowd he's appealing to is the far left. And Americans aren't going to put up with it. Alabamians certainly aren't, but I can promise you Americans aren't either. And I feel good about 2022 and that we take the House back. I think we got a good shot at potentially taking the Senate. And then, you know, I think the presidential election, if he continues down this path, he's going to get crushed. I mean, because people just are not going to put up with this.
And finally, Governor, Donald Trump coming to the state this weekend, coming up to Coleman. I think anytime you get a, you know, former president, it's a big deal. But well, what do you anticipate with this visit upcoming on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a huge crowd. I think people are ready to hear from the president somehow. Twitter thinks it's okay for you to hear from Taliban leaders that want to destroy America, but a president, former president, cannot communicate, which is very frustrating. So I think this is one of the ways he communicates with people because social media is taking away that avenue. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a massive crowd. I think people are ready to hear from the president. And, you know, I plan on being there to support him, to support, you know, getting out the conservative Republican message in Alabama. And, you know, there's a huge contrast between, you know, what President Trump believes in, what I believe in, what you believe, what Republicans believe in, and what Democrats are doing to destroy our country right now. And I think people are ready to hear from him because, you know, they've tried to silence him, but, you know, that's not going to work. And you'll see that there's a huge crowd that comes to this event. So I think it'll be a really fun day, exciting day, and it'll be good to hear from policies that actually make America great. Instead of policies that are destroying our credibility.
Yeah, you think Trump's still as popular as he's ever been inside the state? That's what it seems to me, at least.
You know, the polling I've seen, he's been like 90% favorable with Republicans. So, and that's been a couple of months ago, and I'm sure that's only continued to, you know, stay there or rise. So.
Well, I suspect you're right. Governor Ainsworth, we got to get a break in here, but you've been very kind to come on this morning, and hopefully we could talk again soon throughout your campaign.
Absolutely not. We'll definitely be on anytime you'd like, and love y'all's region of the state. And anything I can do to help people, please let us know.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth there with us. We got to get a quick break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Just glitter and shine. Taught us